I am pleased to say that we have been joined by our last guest caller for this morning. A very warm welcome and assalamu alaikum to one Dr. Reem Al-Mutawalli.
Hello.
Thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Reem, joining us all the way from Dubai. Dr. Reem is part of the ZAY initiative, a UK-registered non-for-profit entity. Celebrates the preservation of Arab heritage. It seeks to perpetuate tangible and intangible heritage through the collection, documentation, conservation, and indeed exhibition of traditional costume dresses, and thus sustaining the names and stories to empower women by ensuring that their voices transcend time. Dr. Reem is a published author with over 30 years of experience in art and culture heritage, has invested in a collection of historic dresses over the course of the past decade, the core of this growing collection is based in the UAE, traditional dresses, over 500 articles of dresses. So we are pleased to have you with us this morning. Thank you so much for sparing the time, Dr. Reem. Could you kindly tell us more about the ZAY initiative, please?
Yes, of course. Thank you very much for inviting me to this platform. Let me start first by clarifying that the term ZAY in Arabic literally means the costume and general attire of a certain country or era. And thus, the ZAY initiative celebrates the preservation of Arab and, by extension, Islamic heritage by opening a window into the Arab world and helping to dispel misconceptions. We do that through collection, documentation, conservation, and exhibition of traditional dress and jewelry, ornaments, and other modes of bodily adornment. We are a very small but growing UK-registered nonprofit, and we were established in 2018. And we are committed to sustaining Arab culture one article of dress at a time. So we contextualize the collection through a series of blogs written by guest contributors and webinars with guest experts, and we loan parts of our collection to exhibitions, be it at museums or institutions worldwide.
Fantastic. And I guess as part of the UAE traditional dresses, what are some main features of a traditional dress, you know, based on your own growing collection?
Yes. Well, both men and women in the UAE dress in a basic tunic that covers the torso and full body. And underneath it, women wear underpants or what is called a sarwal, while men wear loincloth, which is called a wizar. On top of that, they wear formal wear. Men wear a cloak known as disht or abaya, while women wear something called an over garment or a thobe. The head is usually covered with white head cover known as ghutra and fastened in place by the black cord or egal, while women wear light sheer veils generally adorned in silver telly or embroidery. But coming back to your question, if I want to sum it up, I would say one of the main features when it comes to UAE women's dress, and come to think of it, to most Arab women, contrary to widespread belief, they tend to dress in very vibrant and colorful attire rather than black. And in general, both men and women, they dress in loose-fitting and layered garments to allow the ease of movement and to allow air to circulate, which is very suitable for hot climates, such as the case in this region.
And you know, as Eid is fast approaching, what does it mean for you to dress up in a decorative and fashionable way?
Well, traditionally, and before today's consumer culture, Eid marked a time when people acquired new clothes and handed down their older clothes to those who are more in need, building bridges among families and creating cohesion within smaller societies. So people prepare their new colorful outfits and accessories that extended to collective rituals such as henna adornment on hands and feet, as well as bathing and getting perfumed in oils and incense before gathering communally together to celebrate the Eid. Today, many might not be aware of this noble act behind this habit, and they continue to practice it in different formats as some people choose to dress in traditional outfits while others choose to dress in more Western fashion. And still, most celebrate the occasion in something new. And those who are more affluent continue to give away new attire as means of gifts to family and friends.
And You know, what can people take away from the different fashion styles displayed at Eid time?
Actually, first and foremost, it's a great testament to individual taste and can be seen as a grand expression of pride in one's heritage, as well as an excellent display of culture and identity. Most importantly, in my opinion, the perpetual celebration of older habits is an excellent means of sustaining earlier legacies.
And I guess lastly, you know, what's a misconception people can have about modest fashion?
There are many, but perhaps I can briefly touch upon two. First and foremost, modest fashion is solely an Islamic construct. Leading scholars in the area, along with journalists, fashion designers, entrepreneurs, and bloggers, have been discussing in the past 10 years the emergence of a niche market for modest fashion among and between Jewish, Christian, Muslim faiths, and secular dressers as well. So this is one misconception, that it is just only an Islamic construct. It's not. It's practiced by other cultures as well and religions. Secondly, when it comes to the hijab as worn by Muslim women, it's often reduced to a vilified symbol and a pawn in the culture of fear. Women in hijab risk stereotyping, social exclusion, judgment, and abuse. Many associate the veil with extremism and female suppression. This is not always the case, nor does it represent the complete story. To be clear, I do not advocate in any way or form the act of enforcing the veil upon women. Yet many women who choose to wear the hijab, it's a matter of personal choice, be it preserving their modesty, privacy, or out of respect to their culture, religion, and tradition. We should not be quick to judge and be mindful that veils come in multitude of shapes and sizes. They can be worn to protect one from the elements, and at the same time, believe it or not, can become tools for autonomy. And therefore, I invite your listeners to explore our website, thezay.org, and to learn more about Arab and Islamic cultures. Those who might like it, they can also scroll to the bottom of the and register for our monthly newsletter and get to follow our events and programs. Maybe I could also encourage them to become friends of the Zay to help us in sustaining the legacy of Arab and Islamic dress for future generations.
Inshallah, and most certainly, and I do hope, and sincerely do desire that our listeners do certainly check out the Zay initiative and do benefit from it greatly. Thank you so much for being with us this morning, Dr.
Thank you
Rahim.
So
it's
much
been
for hosting.
An absolute pleasure having you with us. It's been very insightful, to say the least.
Likewise, and thank you so much for allowing us this platform to outreach to others who are like-minded and who are interested in getting to know more about Arab and Islamic culture.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Thanks so much. That was Dr. Rahim Al-Mutawalli, the representative from the Zay Initiative. And with that, our dearest listeners, the morning show has come to an end. A huge thanks to our producer Arifa and Fatima Rizwan, researchers, God, it's been a long morning. Zoya Danyal, Hania Sajid, Subaya Ahmed, Sofia Noshin, Ahmed Kashfa, and Noor Ahmed, and of course, dearest brother co-presenter Nafis.